You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the first ever episode of the Dope Ass Dream Show, a podcast for the dreamers. I am Chad. And joining me is the wonderful, well, I'll let her introduce herself. This is 2019.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm Rocky Wallace, and I'm super excited that we're doing this.
Yeah. It's been like 2 months of planning, getting this all set up. So
just about.
Yeah, it's been a wild 2 months. So for those of you who don't know, this show is all about helping people who've got a passion for something and something that they love to do. This is all about you guys, all about helping you guys accomplish your dope ass dream.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it's dope thing in general is a long journey, and I'm gonna let Rocky explain that more because it's more of her vision that I kind of just like bought into and was like, hell yeah, what a great idea. So
dope, our Dope Ass Dream Show is sponsored by Dope Water.
Yeah.
Which you can find nowhere at the moment, but we're getting there. So DOPE is an acronym. It stands for Daring, Optimistic, Purpose, and Esoteric. So we started this company, with my mother, Jay Dubs, who actually is a podcaster as well. She, is the co-host and CEO of the Nooner Show.
Yeah, we're one big happy podcast.
Yeah. So she had this idea to do this water, and when she told me about it, I was like, hell yes, I'm totally in. So on the back of all of the bottles of water, there's a QR code which takes you to the Dope Ass Dream Wall.
Yeah.
So that is kind of how this all spawned. It was from our Dope Ass Dream Wall. So
yeah, and when I was had this pitch to me, because actually Rocky's brother is actually in the same band that my brother's in, so that's how I kind of like met everyone here,
got into the family.
Yeah, and I actually I podcast on my own as well, and my brother set me up with Jackie to talk about just like a sponsorship with Dope Water, and then yeah, I talked to her about what Dope's vision was, and I bought right in. I think it's a great idea, and I was like, you know, we can do this, but like this would be a really cool podcasting idea too, because I think everything would be a good
when
podcast
she told
idea.
Me that she was meeting with you. I did tell her, I was like, this would, I was thinking in my head, I was like, this would be like a cool thing to podcast about. And she was like, and then he said, you should have a podcast and blah, blah, blah. And you know, and I was like, yeah. Oh, hell yes.
Yeah, it's great. And it's weird too, because like I just moved from Mount Pleasant back to where I live in my hometown, and I met with her. And then like, this was like the day after I moved back in. And I was like, I got to find something to do.
Man,
I'm bored. It is fate. Like, and wrapped up in this. And yeah, it's pretty dope, to say the least.
Yeah, so. I dig it. Yeah, I think it is. It is all kind of coming together a little crazy, I think. Yeah. So,
yeah. So what gave you the idea? I guess we'll just start from the beginning. What made you want to start Dope?
Well, I think, you know, she had the idea, and she had been working on it in secret for a little bit before she told me about it. And I definitely wanted to get on board because mental health is like always something that's important to me. And it's been something that's like, you know, highly discussed at our house. So, you know, I have suffered from depression. It's been like a thing. So that's kind of like our whole backbone for the company is like crushing loneliness. And so what people are looking for is human connection, and crushing that, you know, through this bottled water. It's water, but it's hope in a bottle is what we really say.
I like really. Hope in a bottle, man.
Hope in
I
a
like
bottle,
it.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
So, but we're really trying to like reach just a different community. It is the dreamers, the people who have the, I don't know, not your typical dreams, which aren't bad. Like that, we're not knocking any of that. Like we're just supporting it all.
Yeah.
So
any dream's a dope ass dream.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just having the dream in general that is just like what we want to get behind. And if your dream is to be a teacher, then be a teacher and be the best fucking teacher out there. And if your dream is to be a podcaster, go out and be the best fucking podcaster ever.
Yeah, and then come on the Dope Dream Show and help get us over.
Yeah, like, exactly. So So we're just trying to like connect people, and that's really where I kind of like fell in love with the brand. I loved the name Dope. I loved the acronym.
Yeah.
And I think just like the connecting people through the QR code and the back end of things, I thought was really powerful.
Yeah, I know the QR code in the back of the bottle and showing the Dope Ash Dream wall, I think is one of the things that really sold me on it.
Yeah.
I thought that was a fantastic idea. And one of the things that I know we talked about doing on this show too is going to that Dope Ash Dream wall and finding somebody and finding what their Dope Ash Dream is and bringing somebody on every week to talk about what their Dope Ash Dream is. And they'll be the Dope Ash Dreamer of the Week. So for those of you listening right now, if you haven't already, you should definitely go onto the Dope Ash Dream wall, which you can find on Facebook, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, yep. And tell us what that is, because starting next week, we're going to find someone, and I'll contact you. We'll set something up. And maybe you'll get some sick, dope merch, too. Who knows?
There we go.
Who doesn't like free shirts?
I don't think anyone doesn't like free shirts.
I feel like it's kind of like on our way here, we talked about some people who don't like popcorn. I feel like if you don't like popcorn and free shirts, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
You shouldn't be trusted.
Maybe, yeah.
We might kick you out of the group.
Yeah, that's the only qualifications. You have to like shirts and popcorn.
And pizza.
Well, that's a given. Everyone likes pizza.
Yeah, well, yeah, so that's true. It is 100% true. Well, I thought it would be kind of fun to play a little game.
Yeah.
So, hold on, let me pull this up really quick. So, we're going to do just, we're going to time it. So, okay. How many questions you can ask and answer in... we'll say like 30 seconds.
Oh, man. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to like get to know each other a little bit.
Heck yeah. Okay. And then our listeners can get to know us too.
Yeah.
I'm a very complex individual.
I'm not.
I'm a very sensitive, very sensitive soul.
All right. Let's see here. Let's do this. Okay. So in 30 seconds, we're going to ask you as many questions as we can get. And whoever has the most questions wins the game.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't know how we're going to keep track of this. We need like a handy dandy notebook. Okay.
We did not think that part through. That's okay. Listen, I'll keep a mental note.
Okay.
I'll keep a mental note.
All right. Let's see here. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Bring it on.
Okay.
This should be really easy because it's just me talking about myself.
All right. So the timer is going. In five.
So are you asking me questions?
I'm going to ask you questions.
Or are we going back and forth?
Nope. I'm going to ask you questions, and then you have to answer the questions, and then you'll ask me and I
can't ask the same questions.
No, you can ask the same
questions.
Oh, can I
say questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like that's unfair. I feel like you
should. Well, that's what I was saying. Like, that's what I'm saying.
No. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
Favorite food? Oh, man. I like a good burger.
A burger? Okay. Yeah. What's your favorite color?
Favorite color is red.
Why do you want a podcast?
I like to podcast because I like to express my opinions on things, and I like to make people laugh. So,
what's your favorite thing to do besides podcasting?
Oh man, watching reality TV.
What's your favorite reality show?
Survivor. That was an easy one.
If you could be anybody, if you could be any sitcom character, who would it be?
Oh, Uncle Jesse. Oh.
Okay, I think that was what. I think that was.
That was like three or four.
That was not three or four.
Yeah. There was the favorite color, favorite food, hobby, why a podcast, and then what sitcom character I'd be. So I guess it was five, right?
Okay, five. All right. I'm writing that down. Okay. All right, I'm handing you the phone now.
Man, that felt like way less time than 30 seconds.
I know it did, didn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to have to do this again. I want a rematch.
Yeah. All right, ready?
Yep.
All right. If you had any superpower, what would it be?
I'd want to fly.
Okay. If you could be any animal, what would it be?
A bird.
All right. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Okay. Favorite Disney movie?
Oh, shit. Favorite Disney movie? Beauty and the Beast. I don't know.
Okay. If you could do a show with any singer, alive or dead, who would it be?
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse. Okay. I drew a blank on questions, but yeah, thumbs up.
I think that was... four.
You had four. You would have had five if I would have thought of a question. How do you turn this? Okay, cool.
Well, I think we learned a lot.
Did we though? We learned a lot of weird facts about each other. Like, but that's fine, you know?
Yeah.
So okay, so yeah. So I guess since we had a little bit of an icebreaker, we kinda got to know each other. I guess I'll just ask. So what is your dope ass dream? Like what do you want to do with your life? Like, tell me your story. I want to know. I want to know more than this game told us about you.
Well, I think that is a complex question. You know,
yes.
I feel like I think about that all the time. Like, I have not written my dope ass dream on the wall yet because I'm like, I don't really know. Like, there's so many, like, I'm a musician and that's like what my dream is to be able to, you know, be a musician.
She plays a mean bagpipe.
Yeah, don't mess with me.
Yeah, no.
But I think, you know, I want to sing, you know, on, you know, the biggest festivals and the biggest stages, yeah, and collaborate with artists and do that as a living and, you know. But I also want to help people. And I think that's like a huge, like philanthropy is a huge part of my future. And I think that more than anything, I think that's kind of, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
That's got to be like the end goal is to just be able to, I don't know, start an orphanage and,
oh man,
you know, like,
start an orphanage. Can we call it the dope orphanage?
Yes. Oh. Work with Oprah Winfrey and, like, you know.
I think Oprah would get behind dope.
Yeah.
She seems like that type. She'd give everyone bottles of water.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone look under your seat. There's a bottle of dope water.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Thanks, Oprah.
You know, save the puppies and, I don't know, end world hunger.
Would the orphanage have children and puppies, or would it just be, or would you have two separate orphanages?
I think children and puppies would go great together.
I think so too. That's, you know, why I was like,
the kids could raise the dogs, and the dogs teach kids responsibility.
Yeah. Hopefully, no kid has a dog allergy.
Yeah, well,
but you know what?
Then they'll get a fish. But
there we go. There we go. A dog fish.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, for sure.
So I think that's kind of, you know, music is definitely like, I want to be able to pursue music and do that as my career and be able to quit my day job and,
yeah,
you know, play Little Caesars. That's, but more than that, I think I want to be, you know, the next Oprah Winfrey. You know? Someone's got to take on the legacy.
Listen,
you know,
like, there's a very big hole left by Oprah that I don't think anyone has quite. Ellen DeGeneres is doing a pretty good job, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I love Ellen.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Like, and that's a great name, too, Ellen, for someone to have.
Oh, yeah. It is a great name. Yeah. We've got our producer over here who's all quiet. What's your dope ass dream?
Oh man, that's another complex question for me. My entire life, I've always liked making people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when I was in like fourth grade, I started doing like talent shows of like jokes and stuff, and it was the definition of like dad jokes, which is kind of like why I think it's still my bread and butter today is bad dad jokes and puns. But like, I don't know, I like making people smile and happy. And I think there's a lot of unhappiness in the world, so like if I could make someone's day, that'd be cool. So when I graduated high school, I'm like, well, if you would ask like sophomore Chad what my plan was after high school, he would have told you move to like New York, become a barista, and like start doing stand up comedy shows.
I love that.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Obviously, I'm here. But like,
it's not
I don't
too
know.
Late.
Oh, it's not too late. No, not at all. So in what my long term dream would be, it would be that. As far as what I'm doing now, though, podcasting is something that I really enjoy doing. I like to hear myself talk. It's kind of a flaw that I have about myself.
No, you're in the perfect business,
yeah, right?
Man.
Right? Yeah. So I have the face for podcasting.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I tell everybody. But no, but I like podcasting too.
He's a very
too.
Handsome fella.
Oh, well, my mama says so too. But no, I like podcasting because it gives me a voice. And I know when we started our podcasting company, me and my friends, we were all CMU. Well, they're graduates. I'm a dropout, but we all wanted to, we all podcasted. And one of the things that we really wanted to do was do something that like the average person could make a living podcasting and talking about the things that they love doing and sharing what their feelings are on anything. Mm-hmm. Because, nowadays, if you really want to make money podcasting, you have to kind of be a public figure. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you look at like the Joe Rogan podcast, like Shaquille O'Neal has a podcast and they're great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He does. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yep.
And
you just got to go in knowing everyone has a podcast. Yeah. Betty White has a podcast.
Oh my gosh, I did not.
If
know
we
that.
Could have Betty White on the podcast.
Oh my gosh, like, we should make that. Yeah. We should put that. If on I could have,
if
dream.
If I could have one celebrity like hall pass or whatever, it'd be Betty White.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's on your list.
Oh yeah, she's the golden girl. She has to be. think of all the awesome shit she's like learned in her lifetime. Like that would be wild. We're getting off topic.
Yeah.
But anyway, my point was all these public figures and like they have their podcast, so it's easy for them to get that popularity because of the things they've accomplished in their lives and they've worked hard for those things. Yes, but it is harder for like the average person like me and you to really have a podcast and be successful at it because it takes enough courage enough to start a podcast. It also takes a lot of money to get the right equipment and stuff. And that's expensive. And it's also kind of upsetting when like you think you have a great episode and then it gets like four views or four listens, you know, that's upsetting. And I find that even now in my, with the shows I do, like they, you know, it's constantly me trying to be like, what can I do to get listens?
Yeah.
So at Amore, we wanted to do something. It's, It's the average person's podcasting. You know what I mean? My dream would be to find out a way to make it so everyone could make a living doing the thing they love and talking about the things they care about.
Yeah.
So that's what my podcasting goal would be. I also want to be on reality TV, and that's the I don't want to say egotistical. That's the show off in me, the center of attention that loves to entertain people. I've applied to be on Survivor and Big Brother multiple times.
You gotta just keep doing it.
Oh, I will. I mean, until they get canceled.
Until they're just like, okay, this guy has applied so many times.
Let's just get him on so he can stop sending us videos every year. Now, Survivor's going on like season 39 now, so like hopefully it doesn't stop anytime soon.
No, I don't think it is.
I mean, it's great. Do you watch Survivor?
I've never seen Survivor.
You definitely need to, especially with me as your new podcast and co-host, because I'm going to talk about it all the time.
Okay.
On the way to the studio. Maybe not on the studio.
Well, see, then I don't need to watch it, though, so then you'll just fill me in on what happens.
Oh, no, that's not how that works. That's not how that works. But yeah, so like, I don't know. I've always liked entertaining people, and I want people to have the ability to do the things they love. So I guess those would be my dope ass dream.
Your dope ass dream.
Which is why when we thought about this podcasting idea, I thought it was a great concept. I loved it because like we now have that voice and the ability to help. Like we can find somebody on the dope ass dream wall and talk to them and find out what they want. And if someone's listening to the podcast who is looking for that particular like an art like job or like, you know, a gig of some kind, like maybe we help someone's dream come true.
Yeah.
And if we help one person accomplish their dream on the show, then, like, I'll call it a win.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That is the thing, too, with the dope-ass dream wall, is that we want people to be connecting and talking and sharing. And, you know, it's positive only. There's no negativity, no hate at all. And so we want people to be sharing. And, you know, our goal is, so if you post that your dope-ass dream is a podcast, you know, be a podcast studio or whatever, somebody will pop in and say, oh, I want to start a show with this and let's do it together. Or, you know, if I'm a musician, so I always relate things to music. But, you know, if my dope ass dream is to play South by Southwest and somebody else is saying, hey, I'm going down, let's go together. Like,
there you go.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it also gives a way for people to just meet other people who like the same things that they do too. Cause like, I know for me, like, I don't know, like I'm lucky enough to have friends that I podcast with, but if I didn't have them, I would be like, oh, who the hell am I going to have on my shows?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So it's cool to be able to have those potential people that you can network with and collaborate and just talk about the things that you like. And cause I feel like with us growing up too, like, I feel like we've grown up in the whole like society of like, you can't take a risk on yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everyone growing up who have like these dreams of like, you know, wanting to be a singer or wanting to like be a stand-up comic or be an artist or something, like I feel like they've grown up their entire lives constantly being told no, or like that's going to be really hard to accomplish it. And then they give up.
Yeah.
And I feel like if people growing up had that support system of having people who also have those dreams and have that encouragement, then I feel like that could really help people pursue that and do what they want. Because you only live once. Like, like, I don't know. I couldn't work a 9-to-5 desk job.
I just
more power to people that do it. Like, whatever. Yeah. Like, you do you, but I couldn't. But I wish I had growing, cause I mean, I had awesome parents that were supportive, but I wish I had like a broader community around me that like had the same beliefs that I did and liked the same thing. That way I could be like, oh, well, like I can do this because like I got you guys. So that's kind of what I'm hoping that people get out of this show too.
Yeah, so. Is that there? Yeah, there's a sense of community.
Yeah,
and there's people around you that no matter what, and like
we're in this shit together, fam.
Yeah, no dream is too big, no dream is too small, and that it's all, you know, accomplishable.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I feel that.
Yeah, absolutely. let's see. I don't know. You want to keep asking each other more questions?
Yeah.
I feel like the listeners still don't know who the Rocky Wallace and the Chad Pringle. That's the first time I dropped my last name on the podcast.
Like, oh my goodness.
They're like, oh, Chad Pringle. What a name.
Chad Pringle. It is epic name.
Yeah, I got it from my mom and my dad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For free, or did you have to pay for that?
No, I'm still paying them.
Oh.
So, yeah.
You're leasing it? And
yeah,
still,
yeah.
Still well, otherwise.
My name has an extra D on it, so I had to cough up the extra dollars to get that to happen. I couldn't have just Chad. I had to be Chad to Duh. So.
Chad to
Yeah, and my Chad son will have three D's, and his son will have four. And every generation of Chad, we're just going to carry on the D's. Eventually, you'll be able to be like, the Chad to Duh, and it'll be like a nice dramatic pause, you know? So... Hopefully none of them have like a stuttering issue, because that will make that even longer, but it's okay. So even if it's a girl, listen, it's 2019, damn it.
Yeah.
Chad can be a girl's name too.
It can be a girl's
name. Yeah, hell yeah.
I'd be a little mad if my mom named me Chad.
Especially with seven Ds. Like,
Chad, da, da, da.
Dad, why did you name me Chad? Well, because it's a family name, sweetheart. Okay, but why do I have seven Ds in my name? It makes you unique. No one else will have that. I guarantee it. I always say the extra D in my name stands for delightful.
Oh, yeah.
Or douchebag, like depending on depending on if I drink coffee or not.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, we were talking. I get very hangry.
Yeah, she said she gets like old woman rants.
I do. I get my old lady rants.
And she was
mad about the dumbest shit.
And she was trying to describe what it was. And then we pass like those new like Jeep trucks that drove by. And she's like, I like Jeep, but like I don't know about these Jeep trucks. And then I was like, oh, back in my day, we had Jeeps and we had trucks, and you never mixed them. I got a full force. That's why we stopped and got some Goldfish crackers.
Yeah,
on the
we
way
did.
Here. We were trying
necessary.
To get Jimmy John's. We were going to get food before we came here. But the place that Rocky thought Jimmy John's was not there anymore. It's some new place. There was a bunch of boxes in it, so I'm sure there was a Jimmy John's at one point, but
yeah.
So yeah, then we got Goldfish crackers, and she didn't know if she wanted Flavor Blasted crackers or regular, and I told her Flavor Blasted because damn it, it's a dope ass dream show. We go all out here.
I know, but I went with the
regular.
OG.
The OG, yes.
The OG of Goldfish.
I'm more of a Cheez-It fan myself.
Yeah, I can get on board with some cheeses. I like Goldfish, though. I don't know. They're just like little fishes. They're just nice.
And then they smile back at you.
They
feel good when you eat them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and look at how happy you look to be consumed by me.
Like, yeah. By the way, no one pays us to talk about Goldfish like this, so this is straight from the heart.
This is straight from the heart. This is an honest endorsement from people who love cheesy cracker snacks. You know what? I love cheese nips, too. I feel like cheese nips don't get enough credit.
You know, I forgot about those. My brother and I were talking.
Does.
Yeah, and I don't remember what we were talking about, but he brought it up, and he was like, remember cheese nips? I'm like, no, what are you even talking about? That's not a thing. He's like, we used to get them all the time.
And they're shaped like cartoon characters. Like, they were SpongeBob cheese nips.
As a SpongeBob fan,
I love that.
Yeah.
So.
I do. I like SpongeBob, too, but I don't remember the cheese nips.
Yeah, they had the 20th anniversary of SpongeBob was yesterday.
Aww.
I saw it on Facebook. I shared it. I said, happy anniversary. You've treated me better than every woman I've ever met in my life, besides my mama and my grandma. And Jackie for giving me this wonderful gig.
Is that the SpongeBob laugh?
That was something. I think that was your attempt at the SpongeBob laugh.
I did my best.
You do your best, and that's all we can ask for.
Yeah.
So, what's your favorite SpongeBob character?
Sandy.
Okay. All right.
She kicks ass.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine's Gary.
Gary?
Yeah.
He's just a little snail, though.
Exactly. I'd be so cute. I would just have Gary on my lap and just meow, just petting his shell. I also like the computer wife, Karen.
Oh, yes.
Yes. See, I like all the obscured characters.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's going to say they like Patrick.
Yeah, so. I do like Patrick.
I connect to Squidward on a personal level. Like,
I feel like I can connect to him, too, because I'm, like, grouchy.
Especially when you haven't eaten.
Yeah.
Then you get Squidward rants.
Yeah.
Like, your neighbors just infuriate you, and you're like, I just want to play my clarinet. So.
Oop.
Oh, man.
Oh, my J-Dub is texting us.
Hi, J-Dub.
Hi, J-Dub.
This is awful.
Well, yeah, she did. She was like, oh, my God.
Stop talking about cheesy crackers. No one cares. What if my dope ass dream is to talk about cheesy crackers, though?
No, she didn't say that. She's saying nice things about us.
Oh, hell yeah. And we didn't pay her. That's great.
Yeah, I know. That is a paid endorsement from J-Dubs at the Nooner Show.
Yeah. Man. Let's see. What other things can we talk about? I was going to bring up Endgame, but you haven't seen it yet.
I know, I haven't.
You're like
we should go after
it. Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I will go to Endgame now. We'll end early. Like, I'll go to anytime.
Maria Nasty Grams for J-Dub. We end early.
It was so great.
I know. I need to see Infinity War again.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Infinity War, I went and saw it in the theater, and I got a text in the middle of the movie, and it was like, oh, surprise, your record dropped.
Month
early. So I was like, oh, okay.
So you're a bit distracted. So
I was a little
and
distracted.
For Infinity War, like, you can't be distracted. Because,
no.
Oh, also, I'm about to drop an Infinity War spoiler, so like, but it's been over a year. So
yeah.
Like, if you haven't seen it, then like, I'm not going to drop Endgame spoilers because I'm a good human being. But like, you have to be fully aware of it when Spider-Man turns to dust. Like, you have to be there for it. So.
I just don't say anything, but I wasn't that upset about it because I'm like, they're all going to come back in the next movie.
See, the comic book fan in me, because I've grown up my entire life reading comics and being a comic book fan. Mm-hmm. So the comic book fan in me seeing my heroes die, that always takes a big heavy turn. But yeah, it's hard for me to be like, oh, man, Spider-Man's dead when all this, when I'm seeing trailers for Spider-Man Far From Home coming out, like, yeah, after I know the next Avengers movie's coming out. So,
yeah.
Well, or so, like, oh, Black Panther 2 got confirmed, but I just saw him die.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing. So I'm like, they're going to come back. Like, I just...
Yeah, some of them might.
You're a dick.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, you know? You can't fully assume anything, you know?
Yeah. Captain America's still around, right?
He's in the movie.
Okay. Yeah, but he survived the last one, right? Because he...
Oh, yeah, he survived
Captain
Infinity
America
War.
Is,
yeah,
my, like...
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, the same guy who plays Captain America was also the Human Torch in the old Fantastic Four movies.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He was, yep.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, what an upgrade.
Yeah.
What a tremendous upgrade going from, yeah, the Human Torch to Captain America.
Yeah, no, I like Captain America.
All right. So yours is Chris Evans and mine's Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
If they ever do a buddy movie, we'll go.
Yeah.
It'll be a great time.
I dig it.
Yeah, I dig it too. Man.
I know. And I feel like the big thing, I feel like I'm kind of behind right now because I haven't seen Endgame and I'm not watching Game of Thrones. And I feel like
you're missing
between
a lot.
Everything
Listen,
that's
you
going
need
on
to lay off the
right
Friends
now.
Reruns and start watching these
I
wonderful pieces
Friends.
Of cinema because,
yeah,
they're great.
I know. Between the two of those things, I'm like, everyone's talking about it. And I do have a little bit of like the FOMO going, yeah, on, which I'm normally not like that. I'm normally like pleased that everyone's doing something else and they're not bothering me, yeah, but like,
no, because eventually we're gonna have a guest on that's a Game of Thrones fan and I'm about to be like, yo, how about that episode though, right? And you want to see it, so
I
like,
know,
yeah, and it's
know.
A great show, you'll like it. I've not seen one person in my entire life watch it and go, not for me.
No, well, I know I'll like it. That's, yeah, the thing. I just don't really feel like... See, with Friends, I've seen it so many times, I don't even watch it anymore. I just put it on the background and laugh. Like,
yeah,
that's it.
Okay.
And so I just, you know, whatever. It's just like whatever I'm, yeah, doing, like laundry or whatever. It's just there.
For sure, yeah.
So I just chuckle, you know, when the funny things come up. But like with these new shows, like I have to actually sit and watch it, and I just don't have time to sit and watch anything.
Yeah, see,
you know, I know that like everyone talks about Game of Thrones, like you have to like cancel
it's,
whatever you're
it's
doing
It's a
for the
life-changing
next week.
Show.
Yeah. Like, so it's like, I feel like when I get a cold, next time I get sick.
You get a cold. All right.
Oh, which, I feel knock bad. On wood, I'm hoping
I feel bad
that
for
I'm
wishing,
not gonna get
I feel bad
sick,
for wishing you ill. Maybe not.
That's
that,
what I do, though.
Maybe
I
after, like,
whatever when
maybe
I'm
after
sick.
Like 3 weeks are over with. After
May and June, yeah. I really can't be sick in June either. I got shit going on in June. Maybe, okay, maybe July. Maybe,
yeah, just stop booking shows for like a month, get pneumonia,
yeah,
and just binge watch everything. And then you'll get a nice recovery.
Yeah.
You'll come back and then we'll discuss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get the bad pneumonia.
Yeah.
Just
like the little bit of
sick enough
pneumonia.
To keep you in,
yeah,
bed, but like not sick enough to where I'm like looking for a new co-host.
Yeah.
Because that,
no,
would be bad.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. No, we don't want that.
No, you can't do that.
So,
mm-mm.
Yeah. No, as someone who, for like a lot of my podcasts, a lot of it is me covering like TV and shows and sports. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly watching TV. Mm-hmm. I just like absorb it like a sponge. So I'm constantly like, I've got all the streaming services. I'm constantly checking out shows because I like knowing what's going on in case I want to podcast about it.
Yeah.
Like I know I told you this summer I wanted to launch the SpongeBob podcast.
Yeah, which I totally think you should do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the Sponge Podcast Pants is definitely happening. But the Dope Ass Dream Show kind of took... That's
took
what
precedent.
Yeah, this,
yeah,
this is
the
precedent.
That, so.
Well, besides that and all the other shows I do for and more, but
yeah,
yeah, I couldn't do this, those, and SpongeBob. You know how many episodes of SpongeBob there are?
How many episodes are there?
Oh my god, I think it's still going.
Is it really?
I think so. I think after like 5 years of me doing SpongeBob recaps of reruns, it would turn into me being like, "Did you guys check that weekly episode?
Yeah.
You guys check this week's episode? Oh, Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy, they come back again."
Yeah.
Man, you'd think by now Plankton would learn how to steal the formula. I don't know, man.
Or they'd come up with, they'd revise the formula or,
yeah,
something.
Yeah. Or he'd just Google it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they don't have smartphones in the ocean. They've got cars.
They should.
They're boats that can drive. They don't have phones. Pretty sure there have been episodes where they have phones. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I stopped watching after I turned like 15.
Yeah.
I
still put it on once in a while.
Well, I tried watching like some of the newer episodes, and I was like, "Oh my god, I feel like." But back in my day,
yeah,
like, our cartoons were great. That's kind of how I feel about like SpongeBob and stuff. Because there's a lot of cartoons that are currently out that I'm a big, like Steven Universe. You know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you should definitely check that out too. Every episode's like 15 minutes, so you can just binge watch an entire season in like an hour.
Yeah,
so
that sounds good. Great. I watch. Well, I mean,
you watch Friends, and that's it.
I do watch Friends, and I watch New Girl. That's my other show right now.
New Girl's hilarious.
It is hilarious. Like, it took a while.
Nick Miller is my spirit animal.
Yes. Okay. So actually, this is a question.
Yeah.
I think if I was the child of two sitcom characters,
okay,
I used to think it would be Phoebe Buffay from Friends and Dwight Schrute from The Office that I would be their child.
Okay.
I would be their love baby. But now I definitely think it's Nick Miller.
Yeah.
and Phoebe Buffay.
Okay,
I think he's
who would
my...
mine be? I mean, actually, I'm backpedaling a little bit. If I could be any sitcom character, it would not be Uncle Jesse. It would be George Feeney from Boy Meets World.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Because Boy Meets World is, you can't sleep on Boy Meets World. Yeah. That's great. Like they do reruns on, like, I think MTV used to do it, like Boy Meets World reruns, like a few years ago.
Well, now they've got Boy Meets or Girl Meets World.
Girl Meets World, and yeah, that's a great show too.
I have not started.
Yeah, no one does. I think it got canceled. But
did it really?
I think so. I haven't watched it in a while. I'm half the reason why. But when it first premiered, I watched it all the time. And at first it was like, oh, this is painful. And then it got its shit together and it was like, we don't need to relate to the kids that are watching this. We need to get the 24-year-olds who are like, oh, Boy Meets World, hell yeah. So then they did that and they got like they just started bringing people back, like Eric just popped up and they're bringing back like that little kitty, like big brothered, like that Tommy kid, like they brought him back. It was like, oh man, all the fanfare, I love it.
That's like
Fuller House, like I was like, why are they trying to relate to like kids? No, I want to like the show. Like
that is really funny.
Yeah, but okay, so but see, if the child
if
of a sitcom
were,
character,
yeah, if you were the child of a sitcom, who,
okay, so
who would
it would be. Watch a lot of sitcoms. I shouldn't. Okay, Barney.
Okay.
Because having Barney as a dad, that would
from
be just, from How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
Because having Barney as a dad would just be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I would wear suits all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be great. Let's see. And then the How I Met Your Mother fan of me wants to say Robin, because I did not like how that ended. but I won't. Let's see.
I'm so happy they ended up together.
Oh, really?
Yes,
oh,
of course.
Not Ted and Robin. You were happy with that?
Of course.
Oh, why?
Because they were meant to be together
the whole time.
She was
meant to be with Barney. They spent half the show setting it up.
She was not meant to be with Barney.
Oh, can we agree that Marshall and Lily are our goals, though?
Yes, 100%.
Can I just be the child of Marshall and Lily?
Yeah.
That's not going to be my answer, though. That's too easy. Okay, so it would be Barney, and it would be... I almost made a Lori Loughlin joke. Like Lori Loughlin, so then I could go to college for free. Let's see, not her. Let's see. I'm drawing a blank on female sitcom characters. Betty White.
Yep,
Golden Girls. Going back to Betty White. Because, for one, that would be a hilarious story to tell. Here's my parents.
Yeah.
Barney and Betty.
Yeah.
And I would want my name to be Brad, so that way we could have a nice batching B.
Yes.
Just a B team.
My sister... when she's like, who do you think you are? If you were a Friends character, who do you think you would be? And I was like, oh, I totally was like, I'm Rachel. And
I'm the smelly cat.
Yeah. She was like, she's like, you think you're Rachel? And I was like, well, I would like to be Rachel. And she's like, you are definitely Phoebe, hands down. I was like,
see, everyone, everyone wants to be.
I definitely am Phoebe, though, in as a person.
Yeah. From what I've met of you, you seem pretty Phoebe-like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're definitely Phoebe.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think Phoebe's the best part of the show, besides Joey.
Yeah, I do.
I really like. Actually, no. Besides Chandler Bing, I love Chandler Bing.
So you could he might be your dad.
Chandler Bing could be my dad.
Yeah,
yeah. I'd call Chandler Bing daddy.
Yeah,
he could be my dad. Yeah, that's for sure. And everyone wants to be like the cool character. Like everyone wants to go and being like, oh, I'm Chandler Bing. Well, no, you're not Chandler Bing. You're
Ross.
Ross. Yeah. I don't have. You're gonna hate me. I'm not a big Friends fan. Like I've seen every episode. Don't get me wrong. I've seen every episode.
Once?
Yeah, only once.
Oh
like maybe twice. Maybe once. I've seen the entire.
All right, I'll watch Game of Thrones, but you have to rewatch Friends from the beginning.
I have to make room in my play. I binged Friends on Netflix, watched it all the way through, and then was like, "That was great." And then I will watch like episodes on TV if I have nothing to do. So I've seen the entire series multiple times, but I've only given it one proper binge.
Yeah,
I've got so much weekly stuff I gotta watch. I gotta watch Game of Thrones. I gotta watch. Endgame again with you.
Yeah.
I got to watch Grey's Anatomy when that comes out weekly.
You know, I was on Grey's, and then once they killed off McDreamy, I kind of stopped.
See, that's what everyone did. Yeah. I wanted to stop watching after Christina left. I was like, all right, because Christina leaves.
I did love Christina, too.
Christina leaves. Karev took, like, a private practice job, and, like, Meredith and Derek were leaving, like, to go work somewhere else. And I was like, that's the send-off. Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a happy ending. No one's dying. Let's end it here. It's been 10 seasons. That's a good run.
Yeah.
And then they bring it back. Christina leaves. Karev comes back. They kill Derek. And I'm just like, this ain't the show I know.
Yeah.
They have a plane crash and Lexi goes. Like, that was hard for me. I loved Lexi.
Yeah. No, so. I mean, they were all hard, but that one was really...
So you don't watch any, you're not up to date on your Grey's Anatomy?
I'm not. I love Grey's Anatomy.
You should watch it. It's kind of,
I know, I do need
there
to.
There was like right after Derek dies, there's like a season where it's like, oh, this isn't good. But then you get reconnected to the characters and then you like it.
I watched that season. I watched half that season and I didn't mind it. I just was like, it was just too sad. I was just too bummed.
Like, wasn't that the season like they killed Derek and then the next season like, they're like Arizona and Cali are like having like a custody battle and they hate each other, right? Isn't that what happened? Or is that the next season?
No, I think that is that season.
Yeah, yeah, because like so it's bad enough that we have to mourn the loss of Derek, but now Arizona and yeah, Cali, which is like the perfect couple,
I know,
we're now like, oh, they're done. Love isn't real. Like, I'm gonna die alone for the rest of my life.
I know. I forgot about that part too. Yeah, I gotta pick up my Grays again. Maybe. I gotta watch Game of Thrones before.
And my dope ass dream is for you to get caught up on Game of Thrones. And since this podcast is all about making people's dreams come true, you have to watch it now.
I have to watch it.
So, yep.
All right.
I've got the first four seasons on DVD.
All right, done.
And I have HBO now. So there's no reason why you can't. I've got the hookup.
I know. I do need to.
Yeah.
To get caught up. Because I don't have FOMO. Like, I am not one of those people who's like, looks at things and was like, oh, that looks like so much fun. Like, I wish I was there. I'm like, no.
That's me to a goddamn T.
Really?
I'm that person that, like, makes fun of, like, Coachella posts. I'm like, oh, look at you bragging about Coachella. But it's only because I'm like, man, I wish I was at Coachella.
Yeah.
I want to watch the...
that doesn't count.
I want to watch the badass Beyonce concert.
Yeah, those kinds of things don't count. But not because I really don't like being around people that much.
Yeah.
Like,
I love people.
Yeah, I am more introverted and more... I don't know, boring, I suppose.
I don't think you're boring. You did say you like to go to bed at 9 o'clock at night, which is kind of boring.
That's a good night.
Yeah. Is it though? Maybe you are boring. I don't know. I've always been that type of person. When I'm alone, when I'm by myself, I just get in a bad spot mentally. So I'm constantly like, I need to be around people. Because I don't know. I love people. So for me,
I feel like I need to be around people, but I just am like,
people are great.
I just don't.
Except for some aren't great, but that's okay, you know?
Yeah.
The ones that aren't great, they're not going to be where you're at because you're only going to be in a place where, like, there's not going to be any assholes at Endgame. No. It's going to be prime people. Yeah. I went opening night, and I used to always love going to, like, the midnight premieres of things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Like, I used to go to, like, all the Marvel movies, all of, like, those Lord of the Rings, like, Hobbit movies. I used to always go.
Those are, like, 10 hours long.
Yes. And I would go at midnight to go see them and walk out of the theater at like 4 a.m. And then at that point, I was in high school. I remember walking out of the first Hobbit movie, seeing it at midnight with my friends. And then we literally slept for 2 hours and then went to school. And I slept through every class.
Yeah. Like, hell no.
But I like going to those because the hardcore fans go to those, right? And so it's great going to those things. And when you go to a movie, if you, like, for example, if you see Endgame in, like, a week or two, all of the hardcore fans have seen it already. So, like, if you go see it and one of the awesome things happen, you're like, oh, that was cool. When I went, we applauded.
Wow.
Like, people were, like, cheering. I literally stood up and applauded when the movie was over with.
Wow.
And that's cool. I like being at things where people love the thing that they're seeing. And they're all into it. Because even if the movie sucks, everyone's
into it.
See,
I would prefer to go on, like, a Monday morning when there's nobody in the theater.
I want to go at, like, 8 o'clock at night.
Spread out. And, like,
oh, no.
If someone tries to sit in my row, I'm just like,
My grandmother took all of her grandkids to the Harry Potter movies when they came out.
Aww,
and it was
so
a tradition.
Cute.
We would go all the time, but we would go Saturday at like noon. So we would be the only ones there.
Yes, I can totally. Your grandma's a genius.
She's
brilliant.
And while it was great being the only person in the theater so that I could shout things at the movie, I feel like going to those Harry Potter fans are, you're a Harry Potter fan, right?
Oh, hell yes.
What house are you in? This is a make or break question. I will walk out of this podcast studio if you answer this
wrong.
I'm
a Gryffindor, like 100%.
Okay, that's okay, I guess. I'm a Hufflepuff.
You're a Hufflepuff.
I'm puff as fuck, as they say. I'm as puff as they come. Like, if I was a SpongeBob character, I'd be Mrs. Puff. That's how puff I am. I'm cheese puffs. That's my preferred snack. So, but you know, and I've taken that test tons of times because all my friends would be like, oh yeah, it'll change. No, but I'm literally as Hufflepuff as they come. So
we're gonna post this test. What test is this? I mean, I assumed I was a Gryffindor.
I mean, oh, you haven't taken the Pottermore test yet? Okay, no, that's gonna take way longer than, like, we will save that for another episode.
Okay,
where Rocky takes the
Oh my gosh, man. It's like a real thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Pottermore. It's got the. It tells you the house. You can get a wand. It tells you your Patronus. Mine's
oh
a salmon.
Oh my god.
Mine's a salmon.
I'm so happy right now.
And I feel like it's the lamest Patronus. Can you imagine like if Harry Potter's real and we're all fighting Dementors and I'm just like Expecto Patronum and then like a magic carp pops up from a Pokemon just flopping on the ground and I'm just like, oh, you give it time.
Yeah.
Do something, damn it. Like, I feel like Voldemort would kill my ass.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he would just murder me.
He would be dead for sure, yeah.
But that's okay. Listen, it's okay.
I am so happy right now.
Yeah, it's great. You get a wand, you get a Patronus, you get a house. And there's another thing you can click, and it tells you the, and this is what I don't know because I don't like the movies, but the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the American Hogwarts place, the North American like school, mm-hmm. It tells you what house you're in from them too.
Wow,
I'm literally the equivalent of what Hufflepuff would be for them.
Wow,
which I don't remember what it is because I wasn't a big fan of the Fantastic. I saw Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and I was not impressed.
Really?
I walked out and I was like, okay. So this is gonna be a hot take. I'm not a big Johnny Depp fan.
Okay.
But yet, Pirates of the Caribbean is one of my favorite movie franchises.
Okay.
But they get worse and worse every time. And I don't know.
I don't think I've seen them in order.
Well, that would be very confusing if you did not see them in order.
Would it?
Yes.
I guess I don't.
If you watched any movie series out of order. Like,
yeah, I guess I don't think I've seen them in order.
The only time that works is Star Wars.
I think Star Wars is confusing out of order.
See, okay, so how do you watch Star Wars? Because a lot of people will say the original trilogy, the prequels, and then the new set of movies.
I am going to say that I've only seen some of them once.
Okay, so you mean to tell me that you haven't seen Endgame yet, you haven't seen Game of Thrones, and you haven't seen all of Star Wars.
I'm a little nervous. I feel like I should be sitting on the other side of the table.
You know what? I'm not judging you. A lot, just a little.
I am the like basic level of sci-fi nerd. Like,
okay.
So, like, honestly, I hate to say this, and I really don't want to say this here because if you guys were here, you'd see all of the Star Wars.
I was gonna say that's a very hot button topic that you're about to hit.
I just am not. I'm not a huge fan.
Why'd you whisper it?
Because I'm scared.
It doesn't make it any less of an awful thing to say.
I don't like it.
Man, that's so unfortunate, man. All right, well, all right, guys, if you want to host the Dope-Ass Dream Show, make sure you send me an audition video. We'd love to have you on. You have to have seen Game of Thrones, and you have to like Star Wars. Not even love it, just like it. Like it enough to tell
me. I hated it.
Like it enough to tell me what order to watch the movies in.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
So you haven't seen all of them then, or you have seen them all?
I don't remember if I've seen them all.
Well, I had every single one on DVD.
I know I fell asleep through a lot of them. So
I had every single one on DVD. So after you watch Game of, I don't know. Because it's more outdated that you haven't seen Star Wars yet. I don't know.
See, Star Wars, I'm not really. That's one of those FOMO things that I'm like, like I don't feel that I've missed out on anything.
See, the TV enthusiast in me is like, oh, this is some hot new show. I have to see it. Because, like, I don't know. I just like House of Cards. I hate House of Cards.
I don't know.
But I've watched every. It's the one that, oh, God, what's his name? Oh, man. I'm drawing a blank.
That's like a government show.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's about the president. I don't like the actor, so I forgot his name. But he's in American Beauty, which is one of my favorite movies ever.
Okay.
I forgot his name. But anyway, I hated House of Cards, but I've watched every season because I wanted to know what was going on. Like, except for Walking Dead. This is going to be my hot button. I don't like The Walking Dead.
That's okay. I've never seen it.
Okay. Well, so it doesn't do anything to you.
Yeah.
Ellen might be hating me. I don't know if she's a big Walking Dead fan, but I'm not a big Walking Dead fan. And I think any show where your main character decides to leave, it's probably time to hang it up. Like,
yeah,
why carry on if your main character's like, you know what? I'm done, actually.
Yeah.
No, you should not carry on. It'd be like, it's like if Grey's Anatomy was like, if Meredith is like, you know what? I'm good, actually. Okay, so let's cancel the show.
Yeah.
There's no need to, like, it's Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other things. It'd be like if they killed SpongeBob off, but they carried on with the SpongeBob show.
Yeah, they can't do that.
And they cut the name, and it was just starring Patrick.
Starring Patrick.
And it would be a show where he's just sitting on a rock trying to eat food, but he can't get the can open. It'd be a very boring show. I'd still podcast about it, though. I'd be like, well, it's taking him 4 episodes, but he'll get the can open. Man, I miss you, SpongeBob. Come back soon.
Yeah. R.I.P.
I think Sandy would have the better spinoff of SpongeBob.
Yeah,
she's an inventor from Texas.
Well, and she's a badass.
She is a badass. Have you?
She does karate and kicks people's ass.
I don't know why I'm asking you this because I know the answer is going to be no. But have you heard the SpongeBob musical soundtrack?
No. Okay. I didn't know there was a SpongeBob.
Yeah, there's a SpongeBob Broadway musical.
Best day ever.
That song's on it, but there's a bunch of other songs that, like, weren't in the show.
Okay.
Like, they made a Broadway. It's a Tony-nominated musical.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, it's real. It's real. In fact, my pie-in-the-sky vision of when I was going to do the SpongeBob podcast was the series finale was going to be me watching the Broadway show of the SpongeBob SquarePants musical.
You have to go to New York and watch it.
Oh, hell yeah. I need to go to New York in general.
Yeah.
Like, even if I'm just watching old people feed the pigeons, I still want to go. Like, I don't care. Like, I will tourist the hell out if I'm in New York.
Yeah. Like, last time I was in New York, I traveled with my friend Anna Marie. Shout out to AP. She has
shout
a cousin.
AP.
Yeah. Her cousin lives in New York, Adrian. He hooked us up. We had the real, like, New York experience, everything. When we got there, and I don't know, I'm such an idiot, but when we got there, she's like, he's going to pick us up from the airport. And I was like, okay. And she's like, he's probably inside. And I'm like, how is he going to leave his car unattended outside? Like, there's all the constructions. We flew into LaGuardia. And so I'm like, how is he going to leave his car unattended? And then, like, he got there and I'm like, he took the bus. Like, duh.
Like a normal New Yorker.
Yeah. But it took me so long to realize, like, that we weren't taking a car.
Yeah.
You know, just because obviously we drive everywhere. It's ridiculous.
And you definitely saw a Broadway show while you were in New York, right?
I did not see a Broadway show, but we did do a lot of other really cool things.
What'd you do?
We just went everywhere.
Did
we
you
went...
see a Knicks play?
No.
I feel like you have to either see a Broadway show or attend a Knicks or Yankees game to really say you've been
to
New York.
No, I've not. Didn't do. I don't really.
Did you see the Avengers running around?
No.
They live in New York.
Well, actually, I kind of did.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure they had street performances.
I was going to say, yeah, in Times Square. Yeah. But we went everywhere. We
God,
did
Times
so
Square,
much.
I'd love to be there.
Yeah. You've got to go.
For real, though, like, yeah. I have a lot of dope ass dreams, but,
yeah,
like,
same.
Going to New York is, like, my city. I would thrive in New York.
Yeah.
I love city life. Being able to, like, walk out of my apartment, grab a bagel, and walk to work is, like, dreams for me.
Yeah.
I hate commuting to work. I live a half an hour from my job currently.
Yeah.
I hate the drive. I want to sleep until I absolutely have to wake up and grab, like, walk, get a coffee and a bagel at any corner, and then just walk to my job.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be great.
No, I'm definitely a New Yorker at heart. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Every time I go to New York, I come back with a different energy and, like...
See, the fact that you've been there
infuriates
me, because I have seen Game of Thrones,
yeah,
and I've never been to New York, and it's just not fair. I watch great things on TV, and I'm not rewarded for them.
Yeah. Well, I go to New York, so...
All right. Well, the next time you go to New York, you should take me with you.
Yeah.
Just so should. I can see it.
Yeah. It's the best.
But honestly, we will go see a Broadway show because
yes,
I have to.
We were actually going to go see we wanted to go see a show, but we just didn't have time. But.
Are you a Broadway? I feel like as a singer, you got to love Broadway music. Yeah,
everyone.
Right?
I feel like people would assume that, but I don't.
Oh,
like,
man.
See, I
was
don't
a theater
know.
Kid all through high school, so Broadway musicals is my shit.
I
love some Broadway. Actually, if I brought up my Spotify playlist right now, it would be 90s throwbacks and Broadway musical numbers. Like, when my friends see my musical taste, they're like, Blink 182 and The Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
This is
The Phantom of the Opera doesn't
weird.
Count, but yeah.
How does that not count?
Because I feel like that and Wicked, they're just like...
The musicals that, like, aren't musicals?
Yeah.
It's like saying your favorite anime is Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! They just, like, surpass those levels of entertainment.
They have,
okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Like, they're so good, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm not, like, I mean, I feel like it... It's not that I don't like it. I guess I just really haven't. I mean, I saw Wicked and I loved Wicked.
Yeah.
But I haven't really seen a lot of really good Broadway
shows.
I've
seen Wicked.
So maybe
I just
need to give it a take, like,
oh,
give
yeah,
it a try.
No, for sure. Yeah. I've seen Wicked. I'm actually seeing Hamilton in a few weeks.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I can't
wait.
Where are you seeing it?
It's in Lansing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently. Oh. I said on Facebook back in October that I wanted to see Hamilton for my birthday, and I wanted to go to the one in Detroit that they had, because the show was coming to Detroit like a few weeks ago. They were
oh,
there.
I didn't know that.
And I want to. I jokingly said, if anyone wants to take me to go see that show, like, we'll be your best friend. That's what I want for my birthday. Did not think anyone was going to get me tickets. It's expensive as fuck. But my friend texted me and says, hey, we're going to Hamilton.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy birthday.
What
and,
a good friend.
And they're in Lansing. I don't
wow.
know. I don't know why they're in Lansing,
yeah.
but, like, that show's way too expensive for another theater company to put on.
Wow.
So it's got to be the actual show.
Yeah.
But either way, even if it's not, I'm seeing Hamilton. I'm counting it. My friend lives in New York, and she saw Hamilton, like, while like it was opening.
Wow.
And saw like Lin-Manuel Miranda, Leslie Odom Jr., like the whole cast.
Wow.
I wanted to go when Wayne Brady was on it because wow. as a comic, I love Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
If you don't like Wayne Brady, like you've seen Whose Line Is It Anyway,
yes.
right?
Yes.
There we go. Okay.
Deep breaths. It's okay.
Oh. Ooh, I would have smashed your goldfish crackers.
Oh my gosh, that's yeah. so aggressive.
I would have taken them out on the snack to smile back. They'd be smiling no more. They'd be frowning. They're frowning now. They're like, I can't believe the person that's eating us hasn't seen Game of Thrones yet. That's
we'll watch it
fishy.
Together.
That's a little
gonna,
fishy.
We're
going to
watch it
me.
Together tonight.
After Endgame.
We'll start.
We're watching Endgame, and then we're going to binge watch Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Okay.
I have to work at 6 in the morning, but you know what? We'll do it.
Okay. I don't have to work until like 1, so
there you go. I'll just show
yeah.
up tired.
Yeah.
Know, whatever. why are you useless? I had Game of Thrones and Endgame, yeah. man.
No one, I think, will even argue with you
no,
at that point.
No, my boss would look me dead in the eyes and say, fair. You know yeah. why? Because she's seen both of those shows. So.
All right, don't shame me.
Yeah, but yeah, I've seen Wicked. I've seen Lion King. I've seen.
I did want to see Lion
I've
King.
I've seen. I'm going to see Hamilton. I saw Percy Jackson. The Percy Jackson books.
There's John Paul liked those.
Yeah, there's a Broadway musical about the Percy Jackson movie. I saw that one actually earlier this year. I saw that. I've seen more. I just can't remember them. But yeah. I'm a big theater buff. I love theater.
No so. Taken. I do want to see a show. The next
I
time
want to see
New
Book
York.
Of Mormon.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, so the creatives of South Park
okay.
wrote a
oh,
musical
geez.
Called The Book of Mormon.
Okay.
And it is fantastic. It is so funny.
I expected it to be more like conspiracy theory written. More
yeah.
like
no,
you
it's,
said
it,
Book
it,
of Mormon. I yeah. was really going like political and like.
No, no, none of that. No, it's a... It's a South Park written musical.
Yeah, okay.
And it's oh my god, it's so funny.
Yeah,
it is so
I can
funny.
Get behind that for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. And if I could, that was my favorite musical until Hamilton showed up.
Okay.
But Hamilton changed the game.
Yeah.
So.
I do feel like at some point in my career, I would like to either do an opera. Cause I'm classically trained.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do love.
Yeah.
Opera.
See the comic slash entertainer in me would. Kill. I've always said if I could make it in show business, if I was like an actor, I would love to do Broadway. I'm not even that good of a singer. I can hold a tune, but I'm not not qualified to be in a Broadway musical, but I would. I would take lessons if I could afford it. But I would also I've also said like if I could be like orc number like 23 and like the giant Lord of the Rings fight scene, I would consider my acting career a success.
Yeah.
Like I would do all like, you know, there are people like Bradley Cooper and like all these other actors that like I feel like take these movie roles that are like nominated for Oscars every year,
yeah,
but like are bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like don't get me wrong, his movie with Lady Gaga this year, that movie's good, it's a great movie. Lady Gaga's fantastic.
She's that no. It swept everything.
Yeah.
It is my number
it's
one
great.
Favorite movie.
It's a great movie.
Yes.
It's great.
It's
but
incredible.
Like then there's other movies that like that like I always say like that category of actor. And actually Steve Carell has came into it now too, which I love Steve Carell.
Yeah.
But like I feel like they put out these movies and like when people tell you what they're about, a lot of the times you're like, that's a movie? Okay. But it gets nominated for like Best Picture. But
yeah.
then you get like, you know, a Marvel movie, which
yeah.
like Black Panther was nominated for an Oscar because it was a revolutionary, groundbreaking film.
Yeah.
But most superhero movies aren't getting an Oscar nomination.
Yeah, that was an amazing movie.
I would love to be in those movies. Like,
yeah.
I want to be fun. Like, oh, we're doing a live action Ninja Turtle movie. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll
that
be the
is
rat.
Actually, that is one of the things that I have on my list is to do like a cameo in like
yeah.
a superhero movie.
I saw for, I forgot what Marvel movie it was. It might have been the first Avengers. I don't want to say it was though. But anyway, there was a Marvel movie that was like shooting in Detroit and they wanted extras. And I.
What, it was, the robots. Transformers was shot in Detroit.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why I was like, nah, I'm good, because I hate the Transformers movies.
Oh, no, I liked the Transformers. I liked the first couple of Transformers
Listen,
movies.
The first one was good. The second one had no plot.
It
was just
the
explosions.
Second one, so yeah.
The third one was awful. And then they put... Mark Wahlberg in one, and that I fell asleep when I saw that. I went to the Mark Wahlberg Transformers movie and fell asleep. I woke up with an hour left, and I was like, oh, there's explosions? I've missed nothing. And then now there's one with John Cena, and the pro wrestling fan in me is like, oh, I gotta go see John Cena and Bumblebee, but like also it's Transformers, so I don't want to go.
Oh, I liked the Transformers movies. I don't know. I feel like I do have, I don't want to say low standards, but I just like enjoy...
Yeah.
Than when I see them.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like there's very rarely when I go see a movie that I don't like.
Well, I usually will only go see movies that I know I will get at least some form of entertainment out of. Like the live action, I say live action, but he's CGI. But the Sonic the Hedgehog movie coming out with Jim Carrey as Dr. Eggman, I will be seeing that opening night. And I don't think it's going to be good at all. But it's Sonic the freaking Hedgehog, and you bet your sweet ass I'm going to be there for that movie.
That's not like, the Pokemon one, right? That has Ryan.
No, that's Detective Ronald Pikachu, but I will be at that fucking movie too. That, how could you not be?
Like, I didn't do Pikachus or whatever the hell
they're
called.
You didn't do Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Pikachu is a Pokemon.
He's a Pokemon, okay.
Man, you are an old lady. I don't like those Pikachus. Is that
those
a Pikachu?
Kids
is that
running
a Pikachu?
Around with the GoPros.
Is that
the...
a Pikachu? That's a Charizard. It's a Pokemon.
Yeah, no. I didn't get
so
it.
So you don't like Pokemon Go?
I don't even... I don't know.
Do you have a smartphone? These are the things I
read
to ask.
About it. I literally just read about the Pokemon Go, the creators of it, and the case study.
Oh, I was going to check what was here when we first walked in. Like I was. You said you found out about Pokemon Go in a case study yesterday.
No, I knew about it before that, but
I was like, wow,
I didn't
if we would have done this a day later, you would have been like, what is Pokemon Go?
No, but I read about it. That's how I really know about it is from the case study that I read yesterday.
No, I grew up. Pokemon was my childhood growing up, so yeah, I take that shit real seriously. My first tattoo I'm going to get is going to be a Pokemon tattoo or a Marvel tattoo. One
oh
of the
my
two.
God, please wait at least 10 years before you get a tattoo.
No, I can't. Listen, here's the thing, though. Everyone says that, but like I know 70-year-old Chad is going to be like, that's a good tattoo. I regret nothing. it looks like a blob now, but at one point it was this, and I loved it.
See, so. I always like wanted to get a tattoo, and then the older that I got, I was like, no, I can't do
so
it.
So you don't have any tattoos?
No, I have no tattoos.
Okay, we're like the only two millennials, I think, that don't have tattoos. Yeah. Like, at least
I just,
some kind.
And it's not because I don't like them, because I do. When people have... Like, I've seen some amazing artwork.
I mean, to be a tattoo artist, like...
It's incredible.
It's an incredible talent.
Yeah, well, and just the artwork that people get, the stories behind them, like, I love them. But I cannot commit like that. Yeah. Like, I would get something, and it would mean so much to me one day, and literally 24 hours later, I'd be like, what the fuck
is
this?
Why
is this on my arm?
I have this theory with tattoos where I don't, like, a lot of people get tattoos that have, like, deep sentimental or personal meanings to them, and I get it. Like, if a loved one dies, they'll get, like, their name on there. Like, I get that. But whatever helps you cope, I think... I want to get tattoos that I'm just going to think are funny. Like, I literally want to get the word hair tattooed on my head. So that way, when I go bald and lose all my hair, no one can say you have no hair, because I can say, actually, I do. It's right here. That's hilarious to me. Like,
oh my gosh. But it's like one thing if it's like on there for like a little bit, but it's on there forever.
It's on the top of my head. I will never see it. I will only.
Everyone else will see it.
No, I'll have hair. They will only see it when I go bald, and I'll wear hats.
Oh my gosh!
It will not impact my life at all.
See,
but I'll know.
You're better than me. I couldn't do it. I would be like, no, I can't do it. And I don't like needles either. They freak me out.
Well, see, I also don't like needles, and that's a big reason why I haven't done it, because I'm a baby when it comes to pain. I have a very small threshold for pain.
Yeah, I do.
And if
too.
I go into something that I'm like, that looks painful, I'm that person that's like, I will watch you guys do it.
Oh.
Or if the chance it could kill me. I went to Las Vegas a long time ago, and I went with one of my best friend's families, and they were like, you could go to like Fremont Street. Have you been to Vegas? Mm-mm. No, you
nope,
haven't? Oh,
I've
well, Vegas is fun. I'm actually going back in like a couple weeks. But for Fremont Street, they had a thing where you could zip line across Fremont
Street.
I have
seen that.
And they were like, let's do that. And I'm like, no, not a goddamn chance. But I did it.
I've ziplined. I ziplined in Mexico.
I did it, and it was super fun. I love roller coasters, so I don't know why I was particularly like, I don't want to zipline, because I will find the biggest, fastest roller coaster, jump on it, and go, let's do it. I hope it breaks down at the very top.
Like, I have been on roller coasters, and I've like almost died in the process.
Yeah, what's your favorite roller coaster?
A heart attack. I don't have a favorite because I think they're terrible. Like, right. I went on the one in Cedar Point that's the really fast one.
That's a lot.
And then...
Top Thrill Dragster?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the first roller coaster I think...
See, there was that like, was your real first, roller coaster that was your I've first mistake. On. You need to... You
ease
need to
it.
Like get on the Iron Dragon, ride that for a minute, Woodstock Express it, get your picture taken with Snoopy, maybe get a hot dog, and then work your way up to...
Shitting myself?
Do the corkscrew. And
I didn't know what was happening, first of all. Yeah. It was not my decision. Yeah. I was like... with other people, and they're like, we're gonna do this one first, and I was like, okay, and
see,
here I am. I'm like,
but
oh,
I bet
my
they
God.
Were seasoned roller coaster they
100%
see
were.
For me
I had never been to Cedar Point before
see,
or been
that,
on a roller coaster
that was
before.
Your first mistake that's
a
hell of a first
myself at the top
yeah 100%. I don't that's a hell of a first man
And then last year we went to to Florida, Daytona, I think.
Okay.
And
I've only been to Miami, so.
Okay, so we went to Florida. We played a show, and I went with my friend Red and their whole group. And Red and I did the slingshot.
Yeah.
And I think it's the second highest one in the country, and it's up there in the world.
Yeah.
And I was so scared. There's a video of it online, and see, I screamed the whole time and cussed out Red.
I will ride any roller coaster, but like shit like that, I won't do. And like carnival rides, the ones that spin constantly.
No, I will throw up everywhere. Those. Yeah.
Like roller coasters don't bother me, but like the fucking Gravitron bullshit, nah, fuck that.
No, I've gotten sick on those before.
So yeah. But I think this was a pretty good first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. We covered a lot of ground. I've realized that you have seen no television, and we need to fix that. But yeah, so, yeah, do you wanna plug any shit real quick before
I do have, I'm playing the Willis Show Bar next Thursday. We're doing an Amy Winehouse and Mark Ronson tribute next week.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
you're singing Rehab?
I am.
It's a great, you'd have to. If you weren't singing Rehab at an Amy Winehouse tribute show. Like,
yeah. Rehab and Valerie. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like if we just do those two songs, we'll be able to call it a night.
Hell yeah. So check that out. Check that out. If you want to follow this show on Twitter, you can do that at the Dope Ass Dream Show Twitter. That's going to be coming out pretty soon. You can follow me at ChattingTatum1. You want to plug your social media?
Rocky, or it's Everything Rocky. So all my social media is Everything Rocky, and then my music you can just find at Rocky Wallace. So.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. And if you want to check out Amwar Media, that's the other three things I put my shows on, you can do that at Amwar Media Co. on Twitter. So, but all right, guys, we will see you guys next week. Have a dope-ass day.